Good morning, Brother Marlon here once again. Thank you for joining us this morning. This morning I'd like to read out of Matthew 7, 15 to 20. This is a warning. This is a blueprint, so to speak, of discerning the right, discerning whether somebody's a false prophet or a good prophet. Very important as we approach the end of the world here. Time continues to move on, and we see the world around us waxing worse and worse, and we see different groups show up, see different people go different ways. And you're just going to stop and say, okay, Lord, how did I discern you? How do I know what's what out there? It can be difficult. Sometimes you just want to sit back and just kind of stay where you're at, because you don't want to get caught up in it. But God and His, Jesus in His wonderful ways did give us a blueprint. I'm going to touch on a little bit of that blueprint. I could go into many details of this blueprint. But here's a very short blueprint that you could follow. A man cannot or has a hard time putting on the reality of walking with God, the reality of having a community, having a relationship with God. He has a hard time to put that front on. He may be able to put that front on for a year or two. He might be able to deceive you for a year or two, maybe 3 years. But with time, you will begin to realize the true underlying burden. True underlying beliefs in his heart begins to come out. And you will start to see that it's beginning to go this certain ways. And I know that in our own cultural mind, sometimes we think, okay, as soon as he starts changing his dress, or as soon as he starts driving the vehicle, or as soon as he starts using electric, he's going the wrong way. That's not what I'm talking about. What I'm talking about is the actual reality of the outworking of a person's spiritual life. Here in Matthew 7, starting at verse 15. Beware the false prophets, which come in sheep's clothing, but inwardly they are ravens, wolves. Ye shall know them by their fruits, and that's what I'm talking about. You don't know them. That's a hard part of life, where you discern somebody by their clothes. You don't do that. There's people out, what we would call the world people, there's people out there who don't dress modest. They don't even know better. Well, you can't call them a non-Christian, even though I don't agree with where they're dressed. But what I'm talking about is, you will know them by their fruits. You will know them by how they interact with their children. You will know them by how they interact with people around them. You will know them by the love they have in their eyes and hearts for God's people. You will know them how they deal with money. Do money with him and they rip you off, there's a good possibility that he either has a flat spot in his life or he's a false prophet. Now, you will know them by their fruits. You will know them by their gentle spirits, their meek spirits, their humble spirits. They're thoughtful. And that's what I'm talking about. You will know them by their spirits. Somebody can put on that front for 2 or 3 years and see people. Somebody is very good. These people. But when you get right down into it and find a core, the reality of who he really is, you will know them by their fruits. Do men gather grapes, thorns, or figs with thistles? And Jesus goes into an allegory here. Even so, a very good tree bringeth forth good fruit, but a corrupt tree bringeth forth evil fruit. And we know some apple trees here, there's apple farmers out there, there's peach farmers out there. People have these farms, these trees, and they know that a good tree brings forth good fruit. What's within the tree comes out in fruits. Same with a tree that has a disease. What's within that tree, all of a sudden you start getting a fruit that's deformed or a fruit that's infected with a disease. That's a bad tree. We know this tree. An experienced orchard man and he would walk out there and pick out those trees just like that. So like a story I heard one time, this banker woman was just received her new job, and you know, she's getting promoted to the new job, and she was gonna be handing a lot of money. And the manager had her handle for a couple days. She was to go through this money, just bill after bill after bill, stack after stack, just go through money, just, you know, just stealing money. Just, like we take a pack of cards, just kind of go through, flip through. Well, about the second day, he put some fake bills in and asked her to take them out. And when she touched enough of the real thing, of the real money, then when it came down to stealing the thing that wasn't the fake thing, it came out just like that. She found every one of them. And feel how it is for us. We read the real thing, and we have the real thing in our heart. Then the people who are false prophets, you see them easier. Sometimes they see wrongly, and we begin to assume things. But the reality of picking out who is what is a lot easier if we're used to dealing with the real thing. A good tree cannot bring forth evil fruit, neither can a corrupt tree bring forth good fruit. Every tree that bringeth not forth good fruit is hewn down and cast into the fire. Wherefore, by their fruits you shall know them. Again, he brings that out. He brings that out twice. Wherefore, by their fruits you shall know them. And we know the fruits of the Spirit: love, kindness, gentleness, meekness. It goes on and on. I don't have it off the top of my head here, but we know those fruits. We know the fruits of the angry, you know, the wicked. It's anger, malice, wrath, blasphemy, lovers of pleasures rather than it goes down a whole long list of what a false prophet will look like. So by your fruits you should know them. All right, God bless you. Have a wonderful day.